Welcome to the Commie House. There's no new episode this week. Here's an extended clip of our discussion on Will and Jada. Now listen, don't ask us to talk about this again, okay? We're done. Let's start this clip.
I'm out here. Oh, Richard.
Yeah, speaking about nippers, are we going to talk about what happened to Will Smith and Chris Rock this week?
Man. Let's just make it short. Yeah, because let's just make it short.
All right, my thought, I'm going to keep it this short. Yeah. I don't want to hear no white people talk about this.
Okay, that's number one.
Don't come to me.
That's the key. That's the key thing.
Don't come to me and ask me my thoughts, because...
Or any black person that aligns don't with ask the white thought.
Any black person out there, don't you come to me being like, oh, what you think about Will Smith, Mac, and Chris Rock? I'm slappy right there.
That's it.
It won't be kind. I'll walk away.
Did that pick up?
It did.
Excellent.
I won't explain it. He was like, why are you slapping? I'm already gone.
You need it.
Don't ask me why.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why.
I don't know why. How the fuck I'm posing?
How am I supposed to know? Why'd I slap you? You figure that out.
He ain't tell me we ain't friends.
We ain't friends.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's my thoughts. On I saw some.
So what's your thoughts?
My actual thoughts are, it really sucks that's in public and they are celebrities doing this. Honestly, I don't know how close they are, but like, they'll probably talk it out within a week.
Kind of seem like they was friends. I feel like maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe industry friends.
They're industry friends, but not like close friends.
Yeah. More like if I see you at a dinner, what's up?
Yeah.
May sit next to you, but it was good seeing you.
Okay. So your consensus is just unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and we were talking about this a little bit beforehand. But I see why Will did it, and it sucks that it happened on live television.
You feel like you would do something like that? How do you feel like you would handle that?
That's the problem. I can't put myself in Will's shoes of being a celebrity who is. It's such a weird thing, especially of all the media that's been surrounding him these last few years, and like those feelings around it. And him trying to... He worked really hard on presenting this image of himself all the way from Fresh Prince, where he was like...
Was clean
and...
A good guy,
and he's not like the other stand-up rappers. Guy. He's a stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. And he's a good... Even though Will was like stole from West Philadelphia, he was still like... A good black kid, if that made any sense.
He always took the higher road,
and he was like, yeah. It was definitely juxtaposed against a lot of the other black entertainers around the time, like P. Diddy.
Who P. Diddy slapped?
No, I'm not.
No, somebody said that he slapped a couple of people.
Did P. Diddy really slap some people?
Chris, I know you know.
I've heard a lot of things about P. Diddy. I also heard that he was a closeted gay, which is nothing.
I can believe it.
Nothing wrong, but there's just been some disturbing industry. Yeah.
Probably so. Nothing wrong with that. There's things back there. Yeah. Things that feel good.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with that. Just be honest with yourself.
Didn't Biggie get his ass ate, too?
Oh, yeah. They said I don't know how the fuck.
Wow.
I wish the fuck I would.
Yeah,
she got strong back muscles. She can lift those legs up.
Fuck. Oh, God. I'm not lifting your legs.
I know Diddy has cussed several people out.
That's true.
Like, y'all remember when Rihanna threw that money at somebody?
Yeah, she threw it at the dude with BET.
I bet it's that same type of energy. Like, bitch, do you know who you talking to?
That was crazy. He was so shocked, bro. He was like, what the fuck?
That was kind of funny. She just threw some money.
Threw that shit at him. Mad at him when he just doing what they told him to do.
And she was just like, bitch.
She said, he said, they said it's not safe. And she said, you know what? Fuck you then. And threw the shit in his face and walked off. Who does that?
She did.
And when I saw it, I was like, damn, bro. She's just going to hit that nigga in the face with some money?
Mm-hmm. If I had money, I'd do that. Asking me if I would do that.
I'd be a little ignorant. I still give.
Well, what would it take for you to slap the shit out of somebody for your wife? Would it have to be a physical? Could not be words?
It would be words. And in that situation, I'd be like, yeah, I'd probably slap him too.
Especially with the joke that he told?
With the joke he told? No, but I think... Yeah, not with the joke he told. But I think he felt that was just... It was just like one straw too many. Mm-hmm. Especially with a lot of people being on his back with the Jada and the Young Rapper thing and his whole family like business coming to light. Like... Just a lot of like weird energy around that.
But they kind of opened themselves up for that.
They did.
Because you know what? I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers do. I don't give a fuck if you bitches ever find enlightenment. You bitches ain't gonna have no talk about me at the red table talk. Fuck you and your mama. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting my life out here for you to discuss and critique and not doing it. I'm just not doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I'll try to be as real as I can with everybody around me that I love. But you hoes, no. I'm not putting myself out there to be judged by y'all.
And if they are going to do something like that, they really need to take a page from Oprah's book. Because, like, you know, Oprah
being Oprah stay super, silent.
Bro. They need to take a page from Beyonce's book.
Yeah. A lot of people need to do that because celebrities need to do that because...
You tell people what you want to tell them and don't discuss anything past it. Like that August Alsina shit, I would never discuss that.
Yeah.
Never. I would never discuss that because honestly, what he did was very femalian.
Yes.
It was femalian. Very I was surprised.
Venus. Very Venus-like.
He was definitely operating out of his Venus. It was very like, this bitch used me for my body and I was in love with her and I was going to give this bitch the world.
And when really...
And she went back to her husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how that felt.
Yeah.
And then wrote a song.
Did he really write a song?
He did. He wrote a CD that went 100% recyclable plastic.
Oof.
And I don't know.
I think my thought on this is a lot of people being like, oh, Will is so violent. Oh, he should have done this. It's like...
Will is not a violent person.
He's not a violent person, but...
And that's crazy for people to pin that on him when he's given us years of laughs.
Well, you know, once
clean content,
once somebody like peers into your shadow self, they don't believe. It's like they don't believe that the light there is, that there is no light. Yeah, there isn't any light. But the thing about it is that those two things just don't come separate. Mm-hmm. And if there's some entity on this earth or entities that come without the light part, that's unfortunate and scary. Mm-hmm. But most people come with
both.
Whether it's like a really weird mix, like a 90-10 or a 20-80 or even a 30-70. Everybody comes with both. So Will Smith, that is the first nigga he's ever put his hands on. And there's a lot of people that I feel he could have put his hands on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that have made comments about his personal life. There's a lot of people who have just acted like he was just a butt of a joke. And he's been nothing but our Fresh Prince. There was no reason for us to like cannibalize him like that and his family life. There was no reason for anybody to do that. Mm-hmm. Because when niggas be like T.I. or any other nigga that they think got one foot in the hood or whatever the fuck, they don't ever critique him as much as they critique Will Smith.
Yeah.
They don't.
Because T.I. got a whole disgusting
whole attitude with like his daughters and shit
and like
women in his life.
That whole thing where like
that girl said that him and Tiny
have these like crazy orgies and drug parties and like these women can't leave and they drug them up, but yet nobody has like said anything. People are like sweeping this under the rug, just like they did with like R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. And that's gross. Meanwhile, you still have comedians and other celebrities like supporting T.I. Somehow T.I.'s doing comedy now.
But it's all of them. Everybody who has bad behavior like that, they get supported. Like, it's a racket. But when you're somebody like Will Smith, just because you dare to be, you know, a good person or try to strive to be as good as you could or appear to be, they got a problem with that. And he didn't even do nothing. I mean, he did slap Chris Rock. I was very surprised by that. It really took me off guard.
He did.
Really, really, really. If I could have said something that would have happened in 2022, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock was not it. Will
Smith slapping anybody.
Listen, anybody. That's chaos. But least of all, Chris Rock really just caught me the fuck off guard. But I can't even watch the video anymore. Like, I'm just thoroughly like, it saddens me. Like, I'm just, it's sad.
I guess that's mostly my feelings about it too. It's like, it saddens me. Like you said, everyone's been giving him shit. Everyone's giving him like this weird energy, like you fake or you're not real nigga and stuff like that. And like, I think this was just like one, it may have not been a joke, but like the joke, this one was just like the final straw where like he felt like he had to stand up for like himself and his wife. Whew. Where like, it was just this moment was like.
But like that though.
But like that. And it was the final straw because like being, I think the thing that we don't see a lot not being celebrities is the amount of pressure and the amount of eyes that are always on them. And that just drives you crazy.
I see it. That's why I'm just always like, we just don't give a fuck about them as human beings. Huh?
Yeah, we don't. People just like keep them on a pedestal and like don't think about like what they like make of them.
I have always thought that people do that because they are, I think people are jealous that like somebody could dare to really focus in on one thing to be able to get them to the heights that they get themselves to. And I think it makes them upset that they have a lot of money and they have a lot of access, and so they feel like they ought to pay for that by being slaves to society.
Yeah, I think people just like entitled to the stuff they make, the purse, and because both the stuff they make and mostly because the stuff they make is our identity and is them, we're entitled to them, entitled to their time, entitled to their privacy, entitled to like everything that is them. And that's maddening.
I couldn't be famous because I would be like, I think I would be like the first fan I had that came at me sideways. I would be like, look, bitch, we've had the exchange. Mm-hmm. I gave you talent, you gave me money. There is nothing else besides nothing that else. Bitch. If you want all my personality and everything about me, then we should be fucking or something, because that doesn't equal. Mm-hmm. What y'all are asking for does not equal.
And people also have to understand that there's a difference between what a celebrity or an entertainment or entertainer does and who they are. Most of us, we like what they do because it brings us some sort of joy or fulfillment. We don't necessarily like who they are. Like, for instance, Doja Cat showed her whole ass
a few years ago,
but yet the bitch makes some catchy ass songs.
I love Doja Cat.
And I love Doja Cat, but in the back of my mind.
She did. I always say, you let some white folks say nigga in front of you and you was cool with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That lives rent-free in the back of my mind.
You know
mind.
What else lives in my mind about her?
What?
I know that you don't date black men.
This is a damn shame.
I know you don't date black men. And you make songs
called Niggas Ain't Shit.
I know, exactly. And you make songs called Niggas Ain't Shit. But I know in my heart you don't date black men. I feel it deep in my soul.
And you use black men to cater to the black audience.
Yes.
But your music is crafty. You conniving, bitch.
I find her to be conniving, and I find her image and her sex appeal to be contrived. And
That's a lot of entertainers.
She could make that same music and give that to anybody. She didn't have to market that towards black men.
Yeah. And that's what people really need to realize about celebrities, is that they are human just like us. They experience emotions just like us, but you like the person as an entertainer. You don't like who they are.
But if anything, in short, the Will Smith thing, I'm sad about it. I'm saddened.
I'm sad about it.
I know he worked real hard for that image. Not saying it's not gone from me because I understand he's a human being, but I understand how what time period we're in, and we're very cancel heavy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I'm pointing fingers at everybody.
Yeah, we're cancel heavy right now, so.
I really am.
I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for Chris Rock, too, because that must have been embarrassing, but he kept that show going.
Yeah, I'm pointing fingers at everybody. Everybody that did something wrong.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, but I really don't think he knew about... Yeah. Sorry, I don't think he knew. Is that you or me? I don't think he knew about that alopecia shit.
He should have fact-checked. If you're...
It's such a weird, like...
It's so...
Because, like, it's not a huge joke, but I'm also not a dude whose wife has alopecia. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that's not a huge joke for me.
I can't. I don't know what that looks like. Yeah. I don't know what that's like to live with somebody like that. I don't know how I would feel.
I bet you the only reason we're not seeing her suffering is because, like, yeah, she's got money. She could deal with that, but, like, it still sucks to have.
Especially if you're known as somebody who's being known as, like, one of the sexiest women in your community.
Yeah, you have to work to keep up that image.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
I know two people who I know one person who has it. Shout out to, her name is Vaughn. I met her at Sephora. What a lovely girl, and I give her all of my coins every time I come in. Mm-hmm. But, like, every time I see her, we just have long conversations. And, like, she recently got alopecia, and, like, it's something serious to women. Like, for people to think that she just... cut her hair just to cut her hair, like, her eyebrow probably fell off one day, because that's what alopecia does. It's more than just losing the hair on your head. You could also lose your eyebrows. Day wake up and just not have an eyebrow.
People don't know it's also an autoimmune disease where it could fuck up with, like, a lot of medication you're having. It could fuck up with, like, your general body chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I know several people who have alopecia, and they're women, and it is a very, it's a lot to handle. It's a lot to take in to just wake up one day and just see, you know, your hair falling out, and you don't know why.
Especially since we're supposed to have
hair. We're supposed to have hair.
We're supposed to have hair. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And then on top of that, we only see Jada as being this badass, insightful, multi-talented woman. But we don't see a vulnerable Jada like Will does. And so, you know, what we see, and she's talked about having alopecia before on Black Table Talk, on the Red Table Talk. And, like, granted, we probably saw somebody that was just like, I have it. I've experienced, you know, the grieving and the losing of, you know, something that's supposed to be viewed as sacred, and I'm just tired of hiding. You know, we saw somebody strong when, you know, she probably went through a tough time. It's the lacking of sympathy for me.
Sympathy. And I think they should have made Will leave after he hit him. I don't think they should have let him sit down and kick it with his family. I think he should have got kicked out.
I agree.
I think even if it was nothing serious, like nobody grabbing him and pulling him out and, you know, cops coming to get him, I think they just should have walked him out and been like, you got to understand why we got to do that. And I think they should have let him go. And I think his family should have went with him.
I also think it's low for Chris Rock to, this is my issue with Chris Rock, and this has always been my issue with Chris Rock, is that all of his jokes about black women are to white audiences. It's my hair isn't a joke for your white fan base?
My experience
is my black woman experience isn't for white people's laughs. I've always felt like Chris Rock isn't funny to me. I've tried, okay? I've sat through Saturday Night Live. I've sat through...
Was he on there?
Yes.
That was Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night
Live. I mean, he's done a couple of shows, right? Like a couple of like guest shows. Okay, so technically, not a cast member, but guest.
Yeah.
But like, I've just sat through his shit and it's not funny to me. No sex in the champagne, that's not funny to me. You mad because somebody don't want to give you dick in a champagne room? You're some not dick. Even cute, bro.
Some dick.
I mean, some pussy because they don't want to fuck in a champagne room. And you made a corny ass song about it and it's whack. And the only people who laugh at it is white people. I'm not necessarily happy that Will Smith smacked him, but I mean...
You're not displeased.
You did it for the people who were tired of his white ass jokes. Excuse me. I'm also blaming the Oscars.
Fuck the Oscars.
Because fuck y'all. I'm kidding.
No, I'm not.
Fuck y'all.
Because fuck y'all because y'all didn't walk Will out. Y'all shouldn't have let him kick it.
Like first that. Off, the Oscars have been paper Caucasian white for years, okay?
What you mean? Since it started.
Y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of old white men who get together once a year in a room and determine what's good and what's not. You always find a way to fucking not include black people. So fuck y'all. On top of that, most shit on stage is approved line by line, word by word. That shit is approved. So somebody knew that Chris Rock wrote that joke and just let it fly on camera. The audience didn't know, but they knew.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody just threw him together some opening shit and that was just in there and they came with that to be funny about the whole alopecia thing, but Chris Rock just didn't know about it.
And if it's true who it is, your jokes aren't funny anyways, bitch. You're not funny and your outfit was trash. And I was gonna let you slide with that fuck ass outfit, but that outfit was trash, bitch.
With that blue tux thing?
That blue fucking thing. Fuck you. No, that's it.
Okay, enough of that. We need to move forward. It's late as fuck.
Anyways.
Fuck Chris Rock. But I'm sorry you got slapped. That's embarrassing. Sorry you got
slapped.
Fuck the Oscars.
And I'm
fuck
sorry, the Oscars. Will, that you just like...
You showed your ass.
You showed your ass. And I know your feelings hurt behind it, but it's going to be all right, baby.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, all of us show our ass at some point, and they forgave you very quickly.
Yep, and you got an Oscar.
That business week of being upset turned around real fast. Now, I'm tired of all these white women and Wanda Sykes talking about they feel threatened. Like, girl, get the fuck on
someone.
Wanda Sykes.
Damn, Wanda.
Because that's her friend, Chris Rock, and she feels so bad for him.
She's not even funny.
Damn.
Wanda Sykes is not funny. She was only funny in what? Evan Almighty, and she was doing one-liner jokes. That's my movie.
She funny in TV shows. Her stand-up is not funny.
No, it's not funny.
Her stand-up is not funny, but she's a...
She's a great one-liner.
She's good for a good one-line in a TV show. But if we just talking about stand up, no ma'am.
Yeah, man, fuck the Oscars. Fuck Amy Schumer. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Support better black comedians.
And we'll go back to therapy. Go back to therapy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Figure out what got you upset.
Yeah. Lay low.
And apologize. Don't just slap him.
No, he apologized.
No. You gotta apologize the same way you slapped him. Okay? He apologized in a fucking... A fucking Instagram message. That nigga slapped the shit out of him and then went on stage and then had this whole tearful thing and did not apologize.
I think
that's a nigga.
I just felt like he was like, I ain't over it yet.
That's a nigga.
He said, so. I'm not over it.
I'ma say it for PR, but like, I think whatever, man. They got money. They're gonna fucking make up. It's not gonna be like a 7-year grudge where like I didn't talk to Will for 20 years. Like, nigga, they'll be fine.
It's really not that for me. It's how now everybody's gonna have a reason to take a shot at one of our biggest black icons. That's what bothers me about it because everybody's gonna go out their way to talk about him and act like Robert Downey Jr. wasn't doing crack and then turn around and became Iron Man. Everybody got the fuck over that shit. And like
all
the
fucking child predators that fucking Oscars.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just don't want to hear that shit. Okay, he fucked up, but like. Okay, girl, it's up to Chris Rock. He didn't press no charges, so let's move the fuck on. I'm sorry that he scared your white sensibilities, but it's going to be all right. You ever seen him slap the shit out of a woman before? No, you have not. Shut the fuck up. You ain't never seen him slap the shit out of a nigga either. He barely slapped the shit out of Chris Rock.
Barely did.
That shit looked weak as fuck. It looked like it didn't hurt. Like it had a little bit of weight to it. Like a little bit.
Nah, he probably was thinking, it was like, I can't punch him because that's a whole different meaning.
Yeah, because like, if you punch him, it's like, oh, we got to box. Like, we got to fight now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, we got to fight, bro. It ain't nothing we can do if you punch me. But he gave him that little, you know, how dare you slap.
Yeah, that was really controlled. Nah, whatever people making jokes about it. But like, he was thinking hard. Be like, I cannot punch him. This is a slap. He really went up open hand and was like,
I feel like he could have just sat in the audience and just said that. He could have said what he said without the slap part. Or he could have went up during his speech and said, you know what, my bad, I don't want to use the speech time to talk about this, but I must say your joke was corny and my wife has alopecia. Mm-hmm. That makes Chris Rock look like a jackass. And then you keep going and move on with it.
Speaking about moving on.